Good morning, Xville. It's Troy at Sundance Books and Music. And, you know, when it's my turn to do stuff, you know I'm going to be throwing some music at you. So let's get to it. First up, new music from the much-beloved Todd Snyder. This record is called East Side Bulldog. And this is Todd. If you've ever seen him live, he sometimes goes into his Elmo Buzz alias. And Elmo Buzz is his total hard-partying Hank Jr.-obsessed alter ego that plays a little bit grittier kind of tunes than one normally associates with Todd. And this is what this disc consists of. Nice, weird stuff from Todd Snyder, an artist that always keeps you guessing. And if you like his more edgy, sort of irreverent style, then you're going to love this. Todd Snyder with East Side Bulldog. Also, new music from Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen, for an 80-year-old guy, has been working awfully hard lately. He's put like 4 albums out in the past 5 years, and he's touring relentlessly. His new record is called You Want It Darker. Title track has been used as the theme music for Peaky Blinders, a very hot television show. And this record is produced by his son, Adam Cohen. And man, Leonard is one of the most literate songwriters that you could ever hope to come across, and this record does not disappoint in that regard. Great new album from Leonard Cohen called You Want It Darker. We also have new music in the store from Connor Oberst, who is better known as the frontman for Bright Eyes. And on this solo record called Ruminations, he plays everything. It's a real sort of quiet, chill, intimate record from Connor Oberst. And, you know, kind of shying away from the full band arrangements and really kind of getting nice and low-key and chill. Great record for winter nights that are coming upon us before too long. Connor Oberst, his latest called Ruminations. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders have a great new record. Chrissy is the last man standing, basically, in the group. So one might, you know, have cause to say, hey, why don't you just call it a Chrissy Hynde record? But, you know, she's always been the main songwriter, main vocalist. So, and as far as I can tell, she's got every right to call this her Pretenders record. And this is produced by the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach. It's called Alone, fittingly enough. And it's a real nice, thundering rock and roll record by the Pretenders, and if you're any kind of fan of them, you definitely want to come and check out this one. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders with Alone. Also new in the store, the latest by Phish called Big Boat. Phish, after all this time, has really figured out how to kind of capture their live sort of jammy aesthetic with more concise songwriting on their studio albums, and this one is produced by noted producer Bob Ezrin. He's one of the legendary producers. He worked with Kiss, Alice Cooper, Pink Floyd, the Jayhawks, among many, many others, and he really helps them distill things down to their essence on this new record. It's Phish with Big Boat. And then last up, more great rock and roll from the Kings of Leon. Really steadily putting out records, you know, every couple of years, and man, just great rock and roll. Their new album is called Walls, and we also have a limited edition colored LP version of this record. So, new music from Kings of Leon. I believe you're hearing this right here on the X, their new album called Walls. Now, we also are doing a cool partnership with Rhino Records right now for the month of October, and they have released some classic albums in limited edition colored vinyl. We're talking classics like Alice Cooper's Billion Dollar Babies, ZZ Top Eliminator, the Stooges' self-titled album, and all of these are on different colored LPs. So if you're a wax junkie, come on and check out the manna from heaven that is descending from Rhino Records. You can also get a free drink cozy with any purchase. So really, really cool stuff from Rhino Records that they pumped out limited editions for. So, man, for all this great stuff and so much more, why don't you come on down and check out the store right on the corner of California and Sierra. For Sundance Books and Music, this has been Troy, and thanks for tuning in to The Blurb.